BibleTelling.org presents Telling the Stories of the Bible. Now, here's John Walsh telling Ruth and Boaz.
A man left Bethlehem and took his family to Moab. They lived there 10 years, and during that time, the man died, his two sons married Moabite women, and then the sons died. Naomi was left alone with her two daughter-in-laws. She decided to go back to Bethlehem. Ruth, one of the daughter-in-laws, said, "I'm going with you. Wherever you live, I will live. Your people will be my people. Your God is now my God." So they went back and established their home in Bethlehem. Fortunately, poor people were allowed to go into the field and pick up grain dropped during harvest. So Ruth went to a field owned by a man named Boaz. He saw Ruth and found out who she was. He said to her, "Don't go to any other field. The men here won't hurt you. We've heard how well you've treated Naomi." That evening, Ruth told Naomi about the kindness of Boaz. When she heard that name, she said, "Oh, Ruth, he's a close relative of our family. Stay in his field, just as he said. You'll be safe there." So Ruth continued to work in the fields of Boaz throughout the barley harvest and the wheat harvest. At the end of the harvest, Naomi said to Ruth, "I'm going to make sure you're cared for. Boaz and his men will be working late tonight at the threshing floor. When they're done, they'll eat and drink and then sleep on the threshing floor to protect the grain. Go there, but don't let the men see you. Watch carefully and note where Boaz lies down. Once everyone is asleep, uncover his feet and lie next to them. When he wakes up, he'll explain what you're to do." So Ruth went to the threshing floor. Once the men were asleep, she quietly uncovered the feet of Boaz and lay down. During the night, he realized there was a woman lying at his feet. He said, "Who are you?"
"I'm Ruth. I'm seeking your protection because you're my closest relative."
He said, "The Lord bless you. You didn't come to our village looking for a husband, rich or poor. Instead, you proved yourself to be a woman of integrity. Still, there is a next of kin who is closer than I. In the morning, I'll talk to him and give him the opportunity to redeem you. If he doesn't, I will." That day, Boaz arranged a meeting with the next of kin and the elders of the city. He said, "Naomi has come back from Moab and is selling her husband's land. You're the closest relative. Buy it in the presence of these elders, and if you don't, I'll buy it." The man was quick to answer, "I'll buy it."
Well, when you buy it, you must also marry Ruth, the Moabite woman.
I can't marry her. You have my permission to buy the property." With that, the man took off one of his sandals and handed it to Boaz. That made the deal legally binding. The elders were witness to this transaction. So Boaz took Ruth as his wife, and they became the forerunners of David, the great king of Israel.
To get a free download of all the stories of the Bible, go to BibleTelling.org. I'm Trevor Gearhart.